overcoming fear through positivity. To conquer fear, start by tackling negativity head-on. Fear holds you back from connecting with others. Focusing solely on yourself can magnify your flaws into major roadblocks. But when you care about others, you can see beyond your limitations and act bravely on their behalf. Passion fuels courage. Those who make a big impact have found their passions and draw strength from them. They show that you can do the same. Think about how your actions could change someone else's life. You know you have the power to make a difference, so answer that call. Once you do, fear won't have such a tight grip on you anymore. Overcome fears with a 5-phase plan. To conquer your top 10 fears, follow a straightforward 5-phase method that centers around discovering and pursuing a passion for helping others. This approach not only gives your life purpose, but also empowers you to tackle fear, negativity, and feelings of hopelessness head-on. The 5 phases are complacency, inspiration, fear, passion, and bravery. In the first phase, called complacency, you're stuck in a rut of playing it safe. You tell yourself all the reasons why you shouldn't take risks and stay where you are. But ask yourself, how important is it to live a more remarkable life? What happens if you don't push yourself? Answering these questions can help you move from being passive to being brave. Next comes the inspiration phase. Here, you start to explore the life you've always dreamed of by uncovering the ideas you've kept hidden. Your thoughts about the future might be unclear or seem too big to achieve. But by bringing them out into the open, you give yourself the chance to think about positive changes. Conquer fear and adopt courage. Fear can be a big roadblock in life. It makes things seem scarier than they are. Sometimes, when we get scared, it's easier to back away. But understanding why we're scared and what drives us forward can help us face our fears. Think about what makes you want to take action and what's holding you back. Knowing this can help you deal with the scary stuff. Courage and passion go hand in hand. When you're passionate about something, it gives you energy. It helps you keep going even when things get tough. Passion is what makes you say, "I can do it." Sometimes life throws surprises at us. We can see some things coming from a mile away, but others catch us off guard. When these surprises hit, remembering what gives us courage can help us keep moving forward. Conquer fear with passion. There are 10 common fears that most people face. Trying to act fearless often doesn't work, but passion is your best weapon against fear. When you confront a fear and overcome it, you've won a battle. Overcome insecurities, fear of inadequacy, and accepting change, overcome the fear of uncertainty. To tackle feelings of not being good enough, think about what you're good at. And if you're uncertain about something, try to see it from a different angle. If you ever feel like you're not measuring up, it's okay to acknowledge that feeling. Take a moment to figure out why you feel that way. Write down times when you worry you won't be able to handle a situation. Instead of backing down, think about the skills you do have. How can they help you in this situation? Also, identify what other skills you might need to work on to feel more confident. Understanding your goals and what they require can help you push through those barriers. Take Kodak and Polaroid, for example. They were doing great until they couldn't adapt to big changes in the market. Suddenly, everyone was using smartphones, not old-fashioned cameras. So, a small team of 13 folks came up with Instagram, a social media app for sharing photos. At first, Instagram didn't make much money, but people saw its potential. Eventually, Facebook bought it for $1 billion in 2012. To avoid the pitfalls faced by companies like Kodak or Polaroid, it's crucial to shift your viewpoint. Consider what matters most to your friends, family, and customers. Think of yourself as a project manager, understanding the scope of your goals and what steps you need to take to reach them. Explore all the possibilities and reassess any assumptions you've made. Learn from successful people in your field. What skills do you need to develop to follow their example? Learn challenges like fear of failure with clear thinking, fear of rejection. Don't let fear of failure hold you back. Instead, focus on what you can control and appreciate your accomplishments. Life doesn't always go as planned, but how you respond to unexpected situations can define you. Recognize what you can and can't control, and don't dwell on what's beyond your reach. When facing challenges, assess how much impact you can realistically have. Before making decisions, listen to warnings of potential problems. It's smart to think ahead, but remember that worrying about what could go wrong might just highlight your fears. Sometimes, things going off track can lead to new opportunities. Take James Dyson, for example. He tried over 5,000 versions of his vacuum cleaner before getting it right after 15 years. Overcome obstacles to success. J.K. Rowling faced a lot of challenges while writing her first book. Her mom passed away, she had a baby, got divorced, and dealt with depression. On top of that, 12 publishers rejected her manuscript. It was tough, and she felt really down. But she didn't give up. One editor at Bloomsbury saw something special in her book and supported her. Rowling's passion for her story kept her going. Now, people all over the world love her Harry Potter books. Thinking that you have to finish something perfectly or else you've failed can make you scared. But that's not true. You should appreciate what you've already achieved before aiming for more. Sometimes, not realizing how far you've come can make you afraid of what's next. Remember what you've done already to tackle whatever comes next. Overcome FOMO, fear of missing out, and the fear of change. Accepting change. Don't let the fear of missing out stop you from forming real connections. If you're always wanting to be somewhere else, it might be because you're scared of missing out on something. But remember, you can't be everywhere at once. This fear can hold you back from building strong relationships and fully enjoying where you are. To beat this fear, try slowing down and thinking about the people around you. Social media can help you stay connected, but too much of it can be bad. It's hard to form real bonds online with people you never meet face to face. Don't get so caught up in what's happening online that you forget about the people right in front of you. To fight against distractions, simplify your life. Too many choices can make you anxious, so focus on what you can control. Simplifying things can help you concentrate and find your courage. Adopt gratitude for a fulfilling life. Discovering new experiences means cherishing what you've learned in the past and feeling content with what lies ahead. Focusing too much on the future can lead to obsession and fear of change. Instead, appreciate the present and let go of entitlement. To overcome feelings of entitlement, cultivate gratitude. Many believe success comes from constant ambition, but this can lead to selfishness and fear. Adopt gratitude for where you are now to find satisfaction and peace in life. Take control of your life by conquer the fear of losing control and fear of being judged. To tackle the fear of losing control, start by owning up to your actions and decisions. Don't let the fear of judgment hold you back. While you may prefer calling the shots in your life, there will be times when you won't have full control. Remember, you can only control your own actions. The turning point comes when you accept responsibility for what's happened to you. Instead of making excuses or blaming others, take charge. When someone challenges your sense of control or your identity, think about the situation. Remember, you have the power to decide how much influence others have over you. Many people give up control to avoid conflict, but that only leads to anxiety. Disagreements can actually be productive, helping to clarify ideas. To handle disagreements constructively, be direct and open with others. Remember, it's okay to stand up for what you believe in. Building supportive communities. Before diving into your passions, do you worry about what others might think? You're not alone. Many folks feel anxious about being judged. But here's the thing. When you're part of a supportive community, that fear fades away. In a tight-knit group, you're not alone in your journey. Others have your back. Wherever you are, foster community and trust in it. Your unique story and aspirations are something to be proud of. Let others share in that pride. Forget the idea that you must always cater to what others think. It's important to express yourself, but also to do so respectfully. Listening matters too. Shockingly, just 12% of workers feel heard by their bosses. That needs to change. Progress starts with listening, understanding what's important to people and what's happening around you. So, pay attention, and let's make things better together. Build resilience. Fear of something bad happening, and overcoming fear. Fear of getting hurt. To be resilient means bouncing back when things get tough. Instead of letting fear stop you, let passion drive you forward. Hard times are inevitable, but resilient people find the light even in the darkest moments. Some folks avoid relationships because they're scared of getting hurt. Think of life as a book, with each tough time being just one chapter. If you do get hurt, remember it's part of life. Love can bring pain, but it's worth it. Feeling hurt can teach you to use your time wisely and surround yourself with the right people. Love and passion are the keys to beating fear. Key points. 1. Overcome fear by shifting focus from negativity to positivity. 2. Explore passions to fuel courage and overcome obstacles. 3. Confront fear through action, learning from setbacks. 4. Recognize the significance of every step toward success. 5. Take responsibility for actions and reactions to control life. 6. Accept challenges and disagreements for growth. 7. Surround yourself with supportive communities.